In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. What a privilege it is to be a Christian. And if you read carefully the parable today, it speaks of this privilege, of this great honor that is given to us, to bear fruits in their seasons. We who are dry sticks can bear fruit. This parable also speaks of the bringing in of the Gentiles. It has a double meaning. Like most of the things that the Lord said in parables, there is a double meaning, or a triple, or sometimes 150 and three meanings, as the Holy Spirit enlightens, as we become more experienced with Scripture. Cannot be exhausted. So the Lord said this parable. There's a certain householder. The householder is God. And he wants his children to bear fruit, to be perfected, to have life. So he builds a vineyard. He hedges it round about. He digs a wine press. He builds a tower. And he gives it to his children. Us. So that we can work in it. And bear fruit. Become complete, whole, lacking nothing, so that we can live in the truth. So that the truth would permeate everything we do, say, everything we are. The Lord built this vineyard for us. The hedging roundabout is the commandments. And indeed all of Scripture, and indeed all of the discipline that the Lord gives to us for our benefit, to keep us safe. The hedge keeps out marauding beasts, protects. This is why the Lord commands us to do things. Not for the sake of having commands to be obeyed, but so that we can grow, become perfect, bear fruit. We who have no ability, no life in ourselves, because of God's protection, can have the great privilege of participating in his economy, in his work in the world. Even a slight amount, perhaps it seems insignificant to some, but it is the two pennies that the widow cast into the treasury. And they are accounted as all of her living. So the Lord hedges round about the vineyard to protect us. He builds a tower. This tower is signifying vision, care, dedication, attention. The man in the tower is looking out, scanning the horizon to see if there's any dangers. And the tower reaches up towards heaven, even only a little bit. But the tower the Lord builds for us will indeed reach completely to heaven. we watch and take care. Now the wine press is the Lord's body and blood. We have no life in and of ourselves. We have no ability. But the Lord gives us life by giving us His body and His blood, and through helping us in countless other ways. The enlightenment of the Holy Spirit, the help of our guardian angel. Countless ways the Lord helps us to be virtuous. We are those husbandmen, according to one of the meanings of the parable. To me, the most important meaning that the Lord has given the vineyard to. And what a privilege. The Lord gives us such beauty and the ability to create, the ability to participate in life, the ability to become good, to have everything we do be permanent. Permanent. Not temporary. Forever. What a privilege. There's no higher name or calling than to be a Christian. And this vineyard is the metaphor for our entire life lived in Christ. In the parable it says, after doing these things for us, he goes into a far country. This is an indication that he will come back in the end to judge and to look upon all of his children and to say to them, either I see myself in you or I don't. To carefully look at them and to say, I placed my image in you and you have taken care. You have worked in the vineyard and I can see my likeness shining. This is what he wants to be able to say to all of us in the end. That we worked in the vineyard and became perfected. Now, unfortunately, most people don't count it a great privilege to struggle for virtue. This is what this parable is speaking of. Struggling for virtue. And why should we struggle for virtue? Because it is perfect and holy and beautiful. There's nothing more beautiful than virtue, because virtue is given to us by God. But it's only given to those who will accept it, who will work. It's a privilege to become truth. To abide in the truth. What did St. Paul say today? Neither circumcision nor uncircumcision, but a new creature. That is what God gives us the ability to be. New. Perfect. If we work in the vineyard. Too many misunderstand. The Lord comes back. And he expects fruits from his vineyard. Vines produce grapes, and grapes produce wine. If the vines are not tended, and they become unfruitful, what good is the vineyard? The whole purpose is for fruit. The reason we are planted is so that we can bear fruit. not because we have some taskmaster saying, you must do these things because I can require them of you. No. But because the Lord wants us to be happy. The first gospel reading, the one for the Sunday before the exaltation of the cross, which is next week, says that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. The Lord came to give us this opportunity to be everlasting, to be permanent, to be perfected, to be happy. The only happiness there is to be in God, to be working in the vineyard. All other kinds of emotions and feelings that people ascribe to be happiness are a lie. Happiness is only when the heart is at peace.